Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 14.
To help you build a collection of stories which you might use for your talks or presentations. It is an exercise that'll help you reflect on your life and discover moments where experiences have formulated your core values. Your stories are in these core values. The exercise we call the River of Life. To create your River of Life, find a quiet space to work where you won't be interrupted for at least 20 minutes. Get a large sheet of paper and some coloured markers. You can spread out on the floor or tape the paper to the wall. Before you begin, take a moment to relax, to breathe and be present. Imagine that you're on a retreat and you have all the time in the world. Draw a river on the piece of paper, winding from the lower left-hand corner to the upper right-hand corner. Label the lower left birth and the upper right present. Get creative though. Break the rules. When you draw your river, let its shape and features represent what's special in your life. We've seen swamps, bridges, waterfalls, forked rivers, circular rivers. Don't strive for artistic perfection though. Improvise and surprise yourself. Now cast your mind back over your life. Draw islands in the river, each representing places you've lived, key people you've known or who've influenced you, and any other landmarks along the way. Have fun with this though. Use different colours and symbols. Along each side of the river, add tributaries representing challenges and affirming moments in your life. Think of these events and decisions and choices as turning points that have taught you something, that made a lasting impact on who you are. Draw affirming tributaries in green on the left, and challenging ones on the right, in red. Write a keyword or symbol to remind you what each one represents. Take a few minutes to look back over your river, adding any missing details. Make sure the river really captures every aspect of your life, family, your spiritual life, and anything else you feel necessary. Once you've got this far, begin to explore the river. Note your insight. What patterns or trends do you notice? What experiences and people were especially significant? What are the stories in your experiences? Bullet point these thoughts. How do you relate to how your values have informed over time? Now here's some advanced river work. Attach another piece of paper above the first and extend the river out into the future. What do you envision happening in your life, your family, your business? What key choices or decisions lie ahead? Where would you like to be in 5 or 10 years' time? Where would you like to be in 5 and 10 years' time with your speaking or your presenting? How can you use these stories in your talks and presentations? Keep this river with you when constructing your talk or presentation. Give it a go. Surprise yourself.
For more information about Dion Neubronner, visit truth-works.co.uk.